Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wallacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home. And it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice. And she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going to see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. And when I say here, of course, it's just Tom and I today. And again, Chad is out there doing something with PawWorks. So anyways, I'm glad that you are all here. And of course, if for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And of course, I'm Kim. And Tom, how you doing?
Everything's great here. Another beautiful weekend in Ventura County.
There you go. And of course, I want everybody to write this number down because we have lots of stuff that we're going to be giving away. And of course, that is, the phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love to share all of these things that we have going on, all the events. And also just for you to be a part of our show, meaning when you call in, ask to get on our newsletter. And that goes out every single week so that we can let you know what's going on out here in 805. And of course, we're reaching out. So again, that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I also want to share that If you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more chances to win right there. So share our show. Also, if you miss any part of our show, you can listen on our podcast, and that's on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. With that, I always want to start our show with a moment of motivation. You can never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. So go for it. That's what it's all about. Just go for it. I do want to remind everybody of our first guest today, and I'm excited to have them back on our show, Dr. Alana Pult and Dr. Matthew Lederman. And they've been on our show before, and we're going to be talking about Forks Over Knives family. And now they have this amazing, it's all happy kids on a whole food plant-based diet. So more than 125 recipes. So we're going to talk with them. And then also I have Sabine Anderson from Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. So we're going to be talking with her. So again, I'm so glad that you are here, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life right here in the 805. Tom, you wanted to talk about all our great giveaways.
We have some wonderful giveaways. Let's start off with the Elite Theater playing The Tempest. It's the show on their main stage Fridays and Saturdays. We have tickets for that. Also, the Rubicon Theater, another great theater in the community, hosting Moonlight and Magnolias, and that's August 31st through September 18th, so we're getting in the middle of that run. Kaneo Players and Thousand Oaks, Farragut North, and that runs all the way through to September 17th. Peter Cetera, remember him, singer for Chicago, his solo work, lots of great songs from him. He will be at the He will be at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and that's coming up for September 17th. Tracy Morgan, Funny Man, coming to Thousand Oaks. He will be there September 24th. We have the Mamapalooza, Mom's Night of Comedy, featuring Lisa Ann Walter, Sherry Shepherd, and Rosa Blasi. And that includes in the prizes. How about the Ventura Harbor Festival? I'm going to be there.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to be there with the kids and the wifey, an original arts and craft show. And don't worry, guys, there's stuff for you, too.
There you go.
And three blonde moms, see how they run. And that is going to be October 7th at the Canyon Club.
There you go. Let's start off with tickets to the Three Blonde Moms. And, of course, that is October 7th. We've got a little ways to go, but we've got some tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. They will be playing at the Canyon Club, and it's going to be a fun night. So I'd love you all to be there. All right, let's bring our first guests on, Dr. Alana and Dr. Matthew, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
It's just Matt Lederman today.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Great. And thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and I appreciate you being here.
Yes. So Alona and I are physicians that include nutrition and lifestyle changes to help people reverse disease, feel better, and just improve their lives at a rate that they're willing to do and help them achieve a lot more of their goals than the conventional medical practice is focused on.
Wow. And Dr. Lederman, what kind of doctor are you?
I'm internal medicine trained.
Okay, perfect. And where are you located?
So we are in Los Angeles.
Okay. Local. Okay. I like that. All right. And, you know, I've heard so much over the years of Forks Over Knives family. Everybody gets so excited when I say that you guys are going to be a part of our show. And I know that you kind of started this Forks Over Knives. Tell us a little bit about how you started and then the plan and kind of work us backwards into it.
So we started with Brian Wendell, who created Forks Over Knives and is responsible for the documentary, and met way back when to make that film with him, and then worked our way over to create a plan a couple of years later when people were wondering how do they actually do this. They're convinced they need to, but they need support in actually making a transition. And that's where this four-week transition plan came together under the Forks Over Knives plan title. And then as we were working with adults, they would ask us, well, what should we feed our kids? Can we do this for our kids? Is it safe while I'm pregnant? So we decided to put together a book that basically reassured parents that this is the type of food you want to feed yourself when you're pregnant, before you're pregnant, after you're pregnant, for your family, and then also some tips and tricks on how to make this doable when you have young ones that with their different personalities.
and different pickiness. Yeah, is what you're saying, right? I like how you put that. Again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And of course, we're talking with Dr. Matthew Letterman. We're talking about forks over knives for families. And so what is a whole food-based diet?
So when we say that, it's actually quite simple. We mean taking fruits, vegetables, whole grains, starchy vegetables, legumes, some nuts and seeds, and making that the foundation of the calories in your diet, whether that's those foods, combinations of those foods, or using those foods as the ingredients to make familiar dishes, such as burritos, stir-fry, lasagna, spaghetti and meatball, you know, macaroni and cheese type of dishes. When you learn how to use those ingredients, those healthy versions, you can make familiar dishes delicious still.
You know, my husband and I have been using for the first time, it's almost like funny, you know, what's that? How do they say it? When the student's ready, the teacher appears, or vice versa. I don't know. And, you know, we've been doing portion control. And it's just interesting. I mean, we've both lost so much weight now. And it's, you know, is this kind of, I mean, you know, yes, it's great to eat whole food. But is there, do you also have how much you're supposed to be eating?
Well, what's nice about this is that if you're eating whole plant foods as the base of your diet, you're not processing the foods, you don't need to worry about portion control like you do on the standard Western diet, where foods have been processed or manipulated in a way that your body doesn't do as good a job of deciding when it's had enough calories, and you tend to overconsume calories and gain weight. So this is a nice perk of eating these foods, that your body knows exactly when to shut off the hunger signals, and you can trust those signals.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're saying that if you're eating a whole food-based diet, you can eat as much as you want, or your body's going to tell you, like, okay, that is enough.
Right, it's the same way that if I said, you know, here's some clean air, you know, breathe until you're satisfied, or here's some clean water, drink until you're satisfied. You know, you're not going to portion control that. And it's the same thing here, is the natural food that you're supposed to be living off of, and eat until you're satisfied, and you won't be overweight. We're not meant to be overweight.
Yeah, I like that. So are there supplements and vitamins necessary with this kind of a, you know, plant-based diet, I guess you would say?
Well, in general, we like you to get your nutrients, your vitamins, minerals from foods, from whole plant foods, are full of them.
Okay.
But if, you know, certain times, you know, we treat them more like medications. If you have a proven deficiency that you can't reverse with diet, we can use supplements. And someone who's doing 100% vegan diet, we tell them to use B12. So there's some scenarios, but in general, try to get your nutrients from whole plant foods.
Okay. And our kids, do we have to worry about if they're eating enough?
The kids, what's great is when they're hungry, they eat, and when they're not, they want to play. And the bigger issue with kids is that playing is often more exciting to them than eating. So they'll eat just enough to not be ravenous. And the key there is to have snacks available for them, and make sure the calories that they are consuming are highly nutritious, just full of nutrition. And then you don't have to worry about it at that point.
Okay. All right. And now let me ask you a question. What's the difference between, so your first book, Forks Over Knives, was more for adults, and now this one is strictly for families?
Well, it's not that it's strictly for families. It's geared towards families in the sense that we're talking about tips and tricks that will help parents with their kids, concerns that people have if they're pregnant, what to do when you're first feeding your a baby after you've finished the breastfeeding, you're ready to introduce solid food. So it's really different aspects. But as far as the recipes, there's tons of recipes. It's mostly recipes, and they're just familiar dishes that kids will tend to like. They're not as exotic as some of the other cookbooks.
Right. Wow, I love that. And now let me ask you a question. If you're having a birthday party, and you know, that's when they kind of bring out all the all the crazy snacks that you're like, here, you've been trying to keep your kid on somewhat of a nice even diet, and then all of a sudden, you know, what's your thought on that?
Well, my first thought is the perfect is the enemy of the good, and you do the best you can, and you try to change the bulk of the diet where you can. And when they go to a birthday party and they want to try something or have something, That's not your first or second battle. The other thing that we do, though, we attack it from the other way, is when our kids have birthdays, there's ways to make fantastic cakes and desserts and all sorts of things using whole plant foods. And all of our friends and family learn those dishes, learn how to, you know, get to experience them and realize you can have a lot of the same dishes and they taste really good and the kids will actually really like them and make them in a healthier way. So over time, the community starts to evolve. But there's not this perfect, you have to be perfect in this way or nothing at all. You do the best you can.
Perfect. Dr. Letterman, will you stay on with us? And I want to find out some of these great recipes, but we need to take a really quick break.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And, of course, I'd love to give some tickets away. How about Elite Theater? And The Tempest is playing right now on the main stage there. That's Friday and Saturday nights, 8 o'clock, and Sundays at 2, and all the way until September 25th. And I would love to get some tickets in somebody's hand right now. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. 8419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of my team members will get back with you. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433. Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we are in the 805. We're talking with Dr. Matthew Letterman, and we're talking about Forks Over Knives family. And of course, it is this amazing cookbook, more than 125 kid-friendly recipes. And it's something that really every parent's guide to raising, happy kids on a whole food plant-based diet. So Dr. Matthew Letterman, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Tell us, what are some of your favorite recipes or that, people have been raving about?
So, love the black-eyed pea burger. There's a great spaghetti and marinara with lentil balls. Those are probably two of my favorites. There's a fantastic taco recipe in here that uses sweet potato.
I was looking at that, sweet potato tacos. Let's just talk about that for a second. So you're using large sweet potatoes, okay, and then the onions and the garlic and black beans. Oh, my God, is this hard to make?
No, that's what's interesting. It's actually quite straightforward to make. you know, some of the ingredients have different names if you've never really eaten whole plant foods. But once you get that down, it's actually quite straightforward and quite simple.
Wow. Okay, great. So, and now, do you have a list? Like, what are the things that we should just keep in stock for so that we can easily be able to just, put these things together?
I think it's good. I love having some sauces that I like, whether you get them in a jar or you make them. And we individually, we'll make a large portions, and I'll put them in Ziploc bags in the freezer so that you can thaw one and have it over a couple of days. And you use those different frozen vegetables are really easy to have as a backup when you need them. We'll make a new dish. So we'll pick a new recipe, we'll make a soup, and we'll make a whole grain. So, like, for example, this week I have millet in there, and I can just use that. Plus, you know, we have salads and salad greens and dressings that we can make. So you sort of mix all these things together and have a big option of food to eat over the course of a week. And it's actually quite simple at that point.
Wow. Okay. You just said millet. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I just happened to pick that grain.
Okay. What is that? I must not know that one.
So it's a whole grain type. It's actually from the seed family.
Okay.
Which makes it gluten free also.
Okay.
But it's just another type of grain that you can find. If you go into Whole Foods Market, you can find all these new exotic grains that are quite tasty and really.
I love it. You've opened up a whole nother world to me. And now there's the udon noodle soup, and that's all healthy and good to eat, huh?
Yeah, there's nothing in here that is that you need to restrict or as far as, you know, because it's unhealthy. I mean, there's nothing that you know, the whole point of this is that you can eat these and enjoy them. And desserts are obviously desserts, so you don't live off of the desserts. But
right.
The meals are foods you can eat until you're satisfied.
So let me ask you, you've got one recipe in your peanut butter, banana, and crushed berry sandwiches. Okay, so just a natural peanut butter is what you're looking for?
Right. So you want to get you can go into the store and get peanuts ground right there, or almonds ground into an almond butter, or all different nuts usually. And you can, that's my favorite, is when you get them freshly ground.
Oh, okay.
But you can also buy them in the jar where it's just the nut butter. There's no added oils or sugars or things like that.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. And so let me ask you, and I love this because you have really just done such a great job. And have you seen a difference in all of your patients?
Yeah. So people, it's interesting because people will say, well, it worked for me. And to me, it's similar to someone hitting themselves in the hand with a hammer three times a day.
Yeah.
And they're saying, I'm looking for a cream. It hasn't worked. I've looked for pills. They don't help because they keep hitting themselves in the hand with a hammer three times a day. And I say, oh, I'm the doctor that tells you to stop hitting yourself with the hammer, and your hand's going to feel better. And no one would be surprised that their hand would feel better, and everybody would expect their hand to feel better and to heal over time. And that's what people are doing. They're hitting themselves three times a day with the Western diet, and I'm telling them to stop doing that. So it works. It works for everybody, and they all will feel better to the extent that they make the changes.
Right. And now, do you use regular milk in anything, dairy milk?
So there's all sorts of fantastic non-dairy milks to choose from, and some are sweeter, some are less sweet, and some are thicker, I mean, you really have that. That's an area where it's very easy to find something that works for you and your children.
So you're saying that it's not good to obviously drink regular milk, correct?
Well, I don't like to get into what's good or bad. I don't like to judge something. It's really compared to what, and what your goals are is really the question. But in general, if you're eating animal products, we recommend that regardless of what your choice is there, that you're trying to eat as many whole plant foods as possible. And then if you're going to include animal products, that you use it as a condiment or a flavoring, and you don't have to do it every meal.
So like moderately. So anything within, right? I mean, as long as you're doing it not every single day, like you said, hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. I like that. Now I'm looking at your pictures. Oh my gosh. Okay. So one of them, avocado tostada. And that is just on a piece of bread, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the pictures, it's really delicious.
Now, what kind of bread is that?
The avocado, you can actually pick. So There's all different types of whole grain breads. There's even some really great gluten-free breads to choose from, so you can choose what works, but there's all different types of whole grain breads to pick from.
Okay.
The key is to get the ones without the added oils and all the added, you know, stuff that you really don't need.
And give us a clue on pastas.
It's the same thing with pastas. There's you want to try and get whole grain, whether it's a whole wheat, it's a whole, you know, brown rice, it's a corn, quinoa, there's now lentil, there's all sorts of different pastas. And pastas are a great addition. And some people are afraid of carbohydrates, and they, you know, carbs are all bad. And it's really the carbs that are, you know, Twinkies and cookies and things like that are bad. And these whole grain carbs are actually really important to include, so you get the calories you need for the energy. You still get the fiber and nutrients because they're whole. And it's a really great way to sustain this diet program.
I love it. There's some really great new ideas in here. I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I see seasoned corn on the cob, and everybody says that corn is so, there's nothing in it that's good for you. What's your thought on that?
Well, I'm trying to understand why people would think that. Corn, you know, a whole corn is different than fried corn chips, of course.
Right.
But eating corn is a fantastic whole starch to include in your diet. And I'm not saying to just eat corn, but as a foundation for some of the meals, it's fantastic.
I love corn too. I mean,
yeah.
Especially like a barbecued corn or something, you know. So yeah, I always like, really, it tastes so good and it's not doing anything at all for me. So
yeah, it's super, super healthy. And you can actually look up the nutrition facts of these whole foods, and you'll see that when you actually look at the numbers,
mm-hmm.
it's quite impressive. They're quite chock full of nutrition.
Okay, well, good. Well, I'm so glad that you were here to share all this great stuff with us. Where do we find your book?
So you can find the book anywhere books are sold, you know, local bookstores, Amazon.com. You can go to ForksOverKnives.com. It's pretty easy to get the book.
All right. Again, thank you so much, Dr. Letterman, and thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to talking with you again. What's your next thing you're going to be working on?
Well, right now we're working on a couple of different projects focused on trying to help get this into the medical community and really change the convince the medical community to support this.
There you go. I love it. Good luck. And thanks again for sharing that here. Appreciate
Thank you so
it.
Much for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about making strides against breast cancer. And I have been involved in this in a couple years now, and I really want to share this with you. It's so easy to be involved. There's going to be two different places. One is in Thousand Oaks and one is in Ventura. And I'd love to share that with you and see how easy it is for you to get involved. So again, thank you so much for tuning in here with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away right now. I've got tickets to the Rubicon Theater, and I heard this is a blast and really, really funny, is Moonlight and Magnolia. And of course, that's going all the way till September 18th. And I'd love to share a couple pairs of tickets with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And of course, I'm really excited to be a part of Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. We've got Sabine Anderson. Welcome, and how are you?
I'm good, Kim. Thanks so much for having us this morning.
You are so welcome. And of course, we've got Paulina Bartolucci.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you are actually from Cancer Society, right?
Yes. Okay. I am the community manager for our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer events.
Okay, great. And we're going to be talking about it. We've got two different events that are happening. Of course, one for Thousand Oaks and one for Ventura. Might as well just promote both of them. I mean, we're going to have you back, but at least let's get that on the calendar for everyone. And of course, we've got the first one coming up, and that's September 24th. And that is over at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, right? What
that's
a great
correct.
Place.
That's right in the front park area there on Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
Yeah, and then also we've got the Ventura one October 8th, right? And that's over at the Ventura Harbor.
That's correct.
Okay. Yep. Right on the beach, actually.
Right on the
you know,
beach,
I always think it's right on
spot.
Yeah, no. I mean, really both great places to be. And so just talk to us a little bit about how you both got involved and who you are and just a little bit about yourselves, if you don't mind.
Well, I got involved with the Making Strides event last year as a volunteer. I work for a supplement company and was always looking for great organizations. I'm a breast cancer survivor myself,
Thank you.
Giving back to the community was something very important now that I've, you know, kind of gone over the hump and back on the healthy track. Making Strides made a lot of sense. The American Cancer Society, for me, provided a lot of guidance and balance while I was navigating through the diagnosis, the treatment, you know, what to do, what's the right decision. Going to their website and getting that information was fabulous. Making Strides is a great community event to give back to an organization that gives so much to people who are
going through this,
by this disease.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of good information, and we want to make sure people
know about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, can be a part
Absolutely.
Of it. Paulina, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure, yeah. So not directly breast cancer, but my dad is a 12-year non-Hodgkin's lymphoma survivor.
Mm.
So for him, when he first was diagnosed, American Cancer Society was where he went to get his information, and all of it's free. So that's something we want to let people know. But for my dad, that was where he turned, and we started working with Relay for Life events, which is with them as well, and there was an opening, and it was very near and dear to my heart to, you know, if anything, provide awareness. So not even just breast cancer, but cancer in general, because we all know that there's someone that's been affected by breast cancer, but cancer, you know, it's doesn't really care who you are. So
yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I learned at the kickoff. Thank you for that. Yeah, the kickoff is
men's
breast cancer, and there was an amazing gentleman there telling his story. Let's talk about that a little bit, and what your knowledge of that is.
So we're getting more information about that, and Paulina may know a little bit more. But what we found out is that there are men who get breast cancer. They don't know. It's not easily diagnosed. And so when it is finally diagnosed, it's usually in later stages. So the awareness factor here on this end of it is very, very, very important. So we're going to be doing a lot of awareness building on men's breast cancer at the two events as well to let people know what's going on and to pay attention to the guys too.
Yeah, you know? Who would ever known? I mean, you know,
it's not necessarily gender specific as we've been led to believe many years.
So how does somebody get involved? I mean, let's just kind of, you know, we've got these two events, whether they live in Thousand Oaks or Ventura, whichever one's closer, you know, it's about kind of teaming up. I'm all about, you know, support teams. And this is one of the things that, you know, you get your ladies, you get your men together, you get your families together, because this happens and is affecting everybody. And so how can we get everybody together to make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. Teams, that's the biggest thing. You know, start a team online. You can go online to makingstrideswalk.org/whatever city you're in. So for us, Thousand Oaks or Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start a team there. A team can be one person. You can bring your friends out
there. I'm
glad
you said that. So a mm-hmm. team can be, because maybe Absolutely. Somebody's saying, I don't really know a lot of people. I don't know who to ask. I don't want them to feel obligated. So you can get out there and just be a, because
you can
it's
be
really,
a party of one.
Yeah, right. Because everybody's just walking. It's not like they're all right. lined up and in a team. I think that's really important to say,
yep.
because there's so many people that want to do it, but they're a little nervous. Like, what am I going to mm-hmm. be by myself? There is nobody that is by themselves. And that's what I love about this. It's really just being out there and being a
and
part of a
group. And also
there's
no cost to participate.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And that's important, because many of the other walks, there is an entry
right.
cost involved. And so that kind of deters people sometimes. Mm-hmm. This really has none of that. Show yeah. up the day, show up before, you know, sign online, whatever you want to do, whatever is most convenient. Bring a group of friends, come by yourself. We're
right.
all your friends
yeah.
there.
Right.
You know, we're all there for the common good and the awareness. So.
Okay.
And you can volunteer. You know, if you aren't in a position to walk, you know, the 5K, again, it's non-competitive. It's a walk for
yep.
awareness.
That's
you can
right.
come and volunteer. We have tons of different tasks that day that we, you know, that weekend we can use help with.
Just setting up, just
setting up,
you know.
Handing out water along the walk, you know, mm-hmm. Our snack table. We have a breakfast that the Kiwanis put on for us every
day. They do a great job.
Yeah, they
I'm
do.
All, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they do. So it's really, you can participate at whatever level you are comfortable with.
Pauline, are you a Kiwana?
What's that?
Are you a Kiwana?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
But I'm
okay.
looking toward it.
Okay. I just wondered. She was like, yeah, Kiwana. So,
yeah.
You know what? We're going to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I want to find out, you know, just some of the things, what we're going to expect that day, where the money goes to,
sure.
and just some of the things that that you guys do that can make a difference in somebody's life. So, again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We're talking about making strides against breast cancer. The first one coming up is September 28th, and that's over at Civic Arts Plaza.
24th.
I'm sorry, 24th. Sorry, that's my
okay.
new contacts. And I'm like, thank you for making sure. And then, of course, October 8th, right out here at the Ventura Harbor, right on the beach. And so I would love for you to sign up. I'm going to put this on my Facebook, and it will be also in our newsletter. I think it already is in our newsletter. All you have to do is click on there so that you can download to your website and be a part of this. Right now, I'd love to give something away, and I've got Peter Cetera. Remember Peter Cetera? Okay,
yeah.
Well, we've got tickets for him, and he's playing September 17th, and I've got a couple pairs of tickets over at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, right where we'll be. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. We are excited to announce Michael Blazer of Stearns Lending is here to help you as you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home. Experience matters. Call Michael Blazer at 805-367-3117 or visit his website at 64508.stearnshomeloans.com/mblazer. Dorothea Healing. Doris helps people transform their lives into fuller, richer, and a more meaningful experience. She offers personal one-on-one healing and workshops to find out what is blocking you. She is also offering a workshop for our loving animals. Call Doris at 805-807-3097.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I do want to give something away. We've got the Ventura Harvest Festival coming up. And of course, all the original art and craft show. It just kind of makes you feel like fall's in the air. And I'm so excited to be one of their sponsors for that. It's all over at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. And of course, this is their 27th annual celebration, and that is September 30th through the 2nd. It is right around the corner, and I'd love to give a couple pairs of tickets away. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, we are so excited. We've got Sabine Anderson and Paulina Bartolucci. I'm going to get that right. Okay. And we're talking about making strides against breast cancer and, of course, all the things that they do here. And again, we've got the first one coming up September 24th over at the Civic Arts Plaza. And then, of course, the one for out here in Ventura is October 8th. And I'm urging all of you to get out there because you and I, all of us together, can make a big difference. And that's what it's all about. So I wanted to find out, what are we going to find out that day? What's going to happen that day when we show up?
So that day, we start out with a breakfast. We have a nice communal breakfast, and we have some sponsors there. So there's a lot of education and opportunities to support.
What time do we need to be there?
It's the walk starts at 9 o'clock. The breakfast, I believe, is at 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We normally have some entertainment there, so we'll keep that a secret.
I won't be singing, so don't
come
you
on,
guys
Kim.
Get. No.
And we'll also be honoring the survivors that that are in attendance. That's always a very big part of our event because it's important to know that, you know, there are a lot of survivors.
That there's another birthday, right? Is that what
birthday.
You guys say?
Yes.
And, you know, and it is, it's just, I always like, oh God, don't wear a lot of makeup because, you know, I'm one of those just cry at everything. But it is, you hear the stories, you hear the families, you
it's
hear.
Moving.
Yeah.
It's very powerful day.
Yeah. But you guys have come so far. And so what are some of the things besides this, what are some of the things that they offer?
Sure. Yeah. So, big reminder too to let people know that what ACS does is free services. I mean, that's the biggest thing that people don't understand, that when people are diagnosed, we have a full wall in our office in Ventura of just information and resources, because a lot of times people don't know the questions to ask, and they really don't. I mean, there's a lot of emotional support we can provide, and, you know, fact sheets about information of what you should be asking your doctor. We do quite a few fundraisers for Making Strides throughout the year, but just with American Cancer Society for other, you know, initiatives that we're going toward. We do a whole road to recovery, which is getting rides for people to go to their treatments, which
what
a lot
great
of people,
thing. Yeah. You know, I mean, family, it's a burden on a family. And sometimes it's like, you know, you have to work and try to keep money coming in. And yet at the side, how do you get it? I get it. I think yeah. that's
and
such
sometimes
a,
it's difficult to ask for help.
Oh, yeah. We talked
sometimes,
about that, right?
You know,
in fact, I do want to remind everybody that I have a big column coming out, of course, in Caneo Valley Lifestyle. And I think you guys participated
yes.
in that, too.
In
it's going to be a
issue.
Big thing next month in October. And it's all about surviving. It's really about the journey of how most of these people don't are A-type personalities, right? We were talking about this. And so many of us, it would be hard for me to ask somebody, you know, hey, is there any way you could help me? And, you know, even when my girlfriends call me up, I'm like, it's okay, I'm good. Well, you know what? Sometimes we just have to kind of...
Yeah, and then you hang up and go, gosh, maybe I could have
I should have, yeah. And so one of the things that I wrote about is, you know, if somebody is going through this or fighting a battle in any part of their life, you know, don't wait to be asked. Be the miracle that shows up and just the person that can sit there and talk to them or, you know, like I'm a hair therapist. Go in and help them get their hair done. Make them look good. Just be there to take care of their kids. You know, I mean, make them a meal. There's so many things that you could do. And then, you know, if they're not looking for information, look here, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you nailed it as well. We do a whole feel good, look good, feel better, where we offer wigs for, you know, women and men that need them, and a whole kind of emotional support, but also explaining to them how they can still look good and feel good. You know, it's a very important thing, but a lot of it is emotional. You know, you need that yeah. someone to talk to and questions to ask. And not only, I mean, we're talking about cancer patients and survivors, but also the family members. You know,
oh,
that's
yeah.
a huge thing because they don't know what to ask. And, you know, there's ups and downs if you're going through treatment. And, you know, that's something that we want to encourage. Not only are we helping people that are affected by cancer, you know, that it's in their body, but their family members that need that help and need
guidance.
Somewhere to turn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're afraid. Sure. You're scared. That's like
you're
the,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a big, heavy load.
How did your family handle it?
You know, my family was amazing. Everyone really stepped in. I found out while I was on a business trip in New York. And I just got out of a meeting and my phone was blowing up and it was my doctor and it was like she never called at this hour. So I had the biopsy the Friday before and, you know, got the bad news. Well, you know, I was a far long way from home. So it's shocking. And the first thing that comes into, well, at least for me, was fear. I lost a very, very dear friend about 8 months prior to that to breast cancer. And you know, as positive as I normally am, I went down that dark side. You know,
we
like,
do.
Oh,
it's our
gosh.
It's our talk. It's our
right.
you know, yeah.
So, and I found a great surgeon, and you know, started really doing my research. What I found is going out to the internet is a little scary because there's
you
a
don't
want to
look on there, right?
That's
I know
a big rabbit hole. You
yeah,
know? And
yeah.
you can jump down the wrong hole. That's why the American Cancer Society for me. That was kind of the saving grace. That was the balance.
And kind of like a safe talk, right?
It's real facts. It gives you the tools to take control of what you can.
Right.
You can't really control everything
right.
during this process.
Oh.
But you can certainly educate yourself, and American Cancer Society provides that tool. And it for me, that was, you know, an amazing, amazing gift.
That's great. That's great. Okay. So really quick, how are some of the, you know, ways that we can get involved? And I know we talked about going on the website, right? Give that that out again.
Yeah. So if you want to get involved and join a team, you will go to makingstrideswalk.org/ThousandOaks for that area. But you can find a walk in your area by doing that same link, makingstrideswalk.org/whatever city you're in. Find a walk that's near you. They're happening very soon. We've got Breast Cancer Awareness Month is October. So a lot of these events are in October, but our first one, September 24th, you can join a team. You can be your own team. You can volunteer. Really, we just want to spread awareness. So we really will take any and everyone.
I love that. Now, when it starts at 9 o'clock, the walk, how long is the walk? I mean, that's another thing. People are like, oh, I'm not really, you know, right? Because everybody thinks you can't do it. You can. I want you to turn your cans into cans. But, you know, and it's not, it was like a little walk.
It's a 5K and it's right there in the neighborhood.
I know.
So you're going up T.O. Boulevard and then back into the Park Plaza. It's a gentle walk. There's no race. It's not a race. It's really a walk.
Right.
And, you know, if you just want to come and support the event, you can come and support the event, be in the park, listen to the music, you know, see our sponsors that are there at our booths and gather more information and continue, you know, sharing the awareness.
Let me ask you a question. Can you talk about some of your sponsors?
Sure.
Okay.
Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
Number one.
Yeah. That's right.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank
We've
you.
Got quite a few. We've got UCLA Health. I couldn't probably say them all
right.
off the top of my head, but a lot of community sponsors. That's mm-hmm. the biggest thing. When people hear Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, they want to be involved because they want to, you know, as well, we've got a lot of doctors that are there, but see patients every day and see people that are affected and want to be involved in some way.
And local imaging centers mm-hmm. In Thousand Oaks area, they will be there as well, talking about the newest technology and techniques of mammograms, the importance of early detection, and doing our self-checks and having our annual mammograms, the importance of that. Early detection is really key.
Right. Now, is there any, you know, like news on how to stay healthier? How to, you know what I mean? Is there anything that you guys can share just from your knowledge?
A lot of it, going back to what your doctor will say, is really eating healthy, but exercising. That balance, I know it's, you know, you hear it all the time, but that is something that is key, especially exercise. You know, I mean, getting, you don't want to be sedentary. You need to be doing something if you can every day.
Moving anywhere mm-hmm. is something better than nothing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, people are like, I can't do, well, just even get up out of bed. Get,
absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
And even if it's a 10-minute walk.
Yeah.
Nothing high intensity, doesn't need to be extreme. But I think that's a consistent thing we hear from the doctors that we speak to is consistently being healthy and watching what you're putting in your body. Sometimes it takes cancer. I know for my dad, it took cancer for him to really be healthy and realize, hey, I'm not invincible, you know. So if that's something that trying to maintain, regular checkups too, that's, you know, that's part of that health, and asking those questions to your doctor and kind of digging and trying to learn about, you know, what's going on with you, and if something doesn't feel right, to go in instead
be
of
be your
waiting.
Own advocate.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, you have to be your own. And
watch
men,
your stress levels too.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's an unhealthy place at work or unhealthy, you know, in your family, kind of take a step back and go, how can I be, do something different?
Yeah.
Right.
You have
I mean,
to be
it, yeah,
in your
it's
own health.
Hard yeah. to do that too, because you're stuck in the middle of all that. But it is, that is one of the things. Now, as far as, you know, eating and all that, how, I mean, are there things that we should stay away from? Is there any knowledge on that? Fried food, probably, right? Or is
I
it
think
not
probably
really
more processed? And I mean, mm-hmm. we're not physicians.
No,
so
obviously,
but
yeah.
I think for me, when I was going through my treatment process,
how did you change your life?
I was already gluten free because I have celiac disease,
okay.
I had been gluten free for a while, but that was kind of recent. And I wonder how much of the stress that I had put my body through already played a part in, you know, my diagnosis. I don't know. If there's a factor or not. But my physicians were very clear on watch the sugar intake.
Sugar, I heard, is a big
refined
thing.
Sugars,
yeah.
Refined
yeah.
sugars. So that's important. Sure. Stay away from, you know, the processed foods and fast foods.
Right.
So, whole healthy.
Right. And how did your dad handle his thing?
I think the biggest thing for him was exercise, but he no longer has red meat, because his body just has trouble digesting it in general. For him, I mean, it was cleaner eating, you know, really being aware of what you're putting in your body. No alcohol. He hasn't had alcohol since that year. a long time ago, 2002. But for him, it was being aware of consistent exercise and not just exercising when he's feeling okay too, because that's a big thing too. And I'm not a cancer survivor, but seeing that firsthand, though I was young, was getting up when you're feeling really weak and you're going through chemo and you really feel like I can only walk for 5 minutes. that's okay. Something, you know.
Listen to your body. I think that's the biggest thing we're saying right here is listen to your body. Again, can you give out the website and invite everybody that is listening right now? And then you tell somebody. That's how it gets, how it happens. You know, we just keep spreading the great news. And this is the great news. This is before anything else happens that you could be a part of something to change it. So
absolutely. So we've got our Thousand Oaks event coming up on September 24th, and online you can go to makingstrideswalk.org/ThousandOaks. You can also call the American Cancer Society if you are not able to attend and you still want to donate. The number there is 805-644-4237. And fundraising is how we provide these free services. So letting people know that, you know, we do want to spread awareness, but through fundraising, that's how we're able to provide these free services and, you know, all these resources that people can get from us.
Well, thank you both so much, Sabine and Paulina. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
And sharing our journey with you and sharing your father's journey. And I hope that we get lots and lots of people out there. And I look forward to seeing everybody out there. We are at the end of our first show, and we've got a whole nother show with a completely different guest. And I'm so excited to share that next hour with you. I'm so glad you are starting your day in a positive way. I'm going to always end our show with a moment of happiness. Be the reason someone smiles today. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.